are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast. This radio service comes to you from the studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking. We're certainly thankful that you're tuned our way. We invite you to stay with us, trusting that our broadcast service will be blessed of the Lord and thus a blessing to you.
Sought the Lord alone in tears, but I would not pay the price, would not make the sacrifice, so I wandered on and on for many years. Then one day, while bowed in prayer, Jesus whispered to me there, "Take the cross and follow me to Calvary." Oh, how hard it was to die, and all self to crucify, just to lose my life and find it, Lord, in Thee. Let me lose my life and find it, Lord, in Thee. May all self be slain, my friend, see only Thee. Though it cost me grief and pain, I will find my life again. If I lose my life, I'll find it, Lord, in Thee. Now the blood has been applied. Through His power I'm sanctified. And the Savior gives me constant victory. Yes, He took away my sin, washed and made me pure within. Oh, I lost my life, but found it, Lord, in Thee. Let me lose my life and find it, Lord, in Thee. May all self be slain, my friend, see only Thee. Though it cost me grief and pain, I will find my life again. If I lose my life, I'll find it, Lord, in Thee. Lord, I would not stand alone when I come before Thy throne. Let me bring at least one soul, O Lord, to Thee. Here I give myself away. Take me, use me, Lord, I pray. Let me lose my life and find it, Lord, in Thee. Let me lose my life and find it, Lord, in Thee. May all self be slain, my friends, see only Thee. Though it cost me grief and pain, I will find my life again. If I lose my life, I'll find it, Lord, in Thee.
Our Heavenly Father, we're truly thankful for the privilege we have of sharing the gospel with this precious people today. We are praying that the precious Holy Spirit will accompany our service and make it a blessing to each and to every one. I'm so thankful that I know you see each one in our congregation, and you know what our spiritual need may be. If there be those that know thee not, we're asking that the Holy Spirit will deal with them. And if there are those who are struggling as they endeavor to do your will, we ask you to give them the grace that they need, whatever the needs might be. For you told us to cast all of our care upon you, for you care for us. So bless our precious congregation and bless this broadcast service to each and to every heart. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Our subject for today's broadcast, Saved to Serve. And our text of Scripture is found in Romans chapter 6 and verse 16. Know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death, are of obedience unto righteousness. A person who has been born again is provided the opportunity to live a new life. Yes, if you are truly saved, you are going to live a new life. For if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and all things are become new. Belonging to the Lord, he is God's special child. Yes, you have the privilege. As a born-again Christian, you are a part of the family of God, a child of God. And consecrated to God, you have been set apart to live a holy life. Yes, living by faith, walks with the Lord, and has the blessed privilege of walking with the Lord. But with these blessings come responsibilities. Let me repeat that. But with all these blessings that we have in becoming a child of God and a part of the family of God, we also have responsibilities. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 14. Paul says in Romans 12 and 1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Thus, servanthood is an important part of what it really means to be a Christian. And Paul went on to say, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now, being a servant of God is a great blessing and an honor. Many great men in the Old Testament were called servants. Yes, many great men of God in the Old Testament were called servants. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, Joshua, Caleb, Job, Isaiah, and all the prophets were called servants, servants of God. And in the New Testament, we have James, Paul, Peter, Jude, John, and Jesus Christ himself. Jesus did not come into this world, he said, to be served, but to serve. What an honor to be called a servant with such great men of God, as I have just mentioned. Now, what does it mean to be a servant? It involves absolute obedience. Now, I'm going to make some statements in the broadcast today that may seem a little abrupt, but they're not meant that way. I want you to consider these things. It involves, what does it mean to be a servant? It involves absolute obedience. In a slave-master relationship, the slave knows no law but his master's word. He has no rights of his own. He is to give his master unquestioning obedience. Does this describe our relationship to Christ? Here is Paul's answer. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own, for you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. No, the old man, the old flesh, does not sin. People talk about how the spirit, you know, is willing, but the old flesh just has to sin. Did you know that the Bible teaches that it is not the body, the physical, that sins? It is the soul that sins. Every soul is mine, God said. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. And the scripture says that every sin that a man commits is without the body. Now you can sin against your body. He that committeth fornication sinneth against his body, But it is the spirit in man, it's the soul in man that sins, and it's the soul that dies when a person does knowingly, willingly commit sin. So don't lean or don't listen to these teachers who would have you to believe that the old flesh just has to die. No, the physical man is only a temple, and it is to be kept holy, yes, but it does not sin. We are to live a holy life as a servant of God. We are to live a holy life. Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own, for you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. This servanthood involves absolute humility. Absolute humility. Otherwise, absolute obedience is not possible. When we have a humble opinion of ourselves, we are receptive to the thought of complete obedience. So it takes absolute humility to offer complete and absolute obedience. Again, quoting the Apostle Paul, "Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ." Ephesians 3 and 8. So Paul said he considered himself the least of the apostles. "Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given." So whenever we have a humble spirit, then we are in a position to offer absolute obedience. This is what Jesus said, "This so likewise ye, when you shall have done all those things which are commanded you, say, we are unprofitable servants, we have done that which was our duty to do." Luke chapter 17 and verse 10. Now, when we think about the servanthood that is involved in being a true disciple of Christ, it also involves absolute loyalty. Since we become servants freely, yes, it is a choice that we must make. So since we become servants freely, it should be expected that we are to be loyal to the Lord first. Yes, first of all. "For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ." So Paul said in Galatians chapter 1 and verse 10, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God," Jesus said in Matthew 6 and 33. "Deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me." We do not have to serve the Lord Jesus. I repeat, we do not have to serve the Lord Jesus. It is a choice we make. If we don't serve Jesus, then we choose to serve Satan, and our destiny will be the lake of fire. Paul said, "Know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death, are of obedience unto righteousness." And that's our text for the message today. Some seem to try to put limitations on their service. Moses tried to do that, but the Lord would not accept that. Some men think they can limit their service to just whenever it is convenient, but that is not the situation. Again, whenever we are a true disciple of Christ, we offer him our service and we put no restrictions on it. We serve God on His terms, not ours. Love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. And Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Again, I say it is a privilege, it is an honor, it is a blessing to be a servant of God. Now, some possess certain attitudes that are not proper, such as sluggishness and laziness. Yes, there are those who profess to be Christians that are lazy in regard to their Christian duties. We desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end, that you be not slothful, Hebrews chapter 6, verses 11 and 12. Woe to those who are at ease in Zion, such as ingratitude is another wrong attitude when it comes to the servitude of God. Such an ingratitude is forgetting all that the Lord has done for us. The psalmist said in Psalm 103 and verse 2, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. The Bible teaches us that every good gift and every perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, nor even a shadow of turning. Now, another attitude that is not right is pride and self-centeredness. God hates a proud look, we are told. Paul spoke of some preachers who preach Christ out of envy, Philippians 1 and 15. And again, that's a wrong attitude and a proper, improper attitude. The Lord told the congregation at Laodicea, because they were lukewarm, he would spew them out of his mouth. So lukewarmness is also an improper attitude. God would have us either hot or cold, he's told that congregation. And because you're lukewarm, I'll just spew you out of my mouth. And whenever you're spewed out, that means you're backslidden. I know people think you can, once saved, always saved, but that isn't what the Bible teaches. The Bible teaches that you can be spewed out, and the Bible also teaches that if we do not bear fruit, Jesus will take us away. Now, the proper attitude, whether therefore you eat or drink, or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. 1 Corinthians 10 and 31. Let us remember that Jesus Christ came from heaven to this earth in the form of a man, and he gave his all to redeem us from sin, wickedness, and evil. And since Jesus was willing to do that for us, what about us? The saints are called to serve God, and they're called to serve the Lord Jesus Christ, and they're called to serve one another, and they're also called to serve the world. It is a noble calling indeed, one that we should accept with humility and a thankful heart. If one chooses not to serve God, then they must remain a slave to sin, and they can not do otherwise than what their master commands them to do. Jesus said of one class of people, you are of your father the devil, and the desires or the lust of your father you will do. So if one chooses not to serve God, then they remain a slave to sin, and they do what their cruel master calls them to do. Paul wrote to the saints in Rome, God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, but you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you being then made free from sin, you become the servants of righteousness. That's Romans chapter 6, verses 17 and 18. And of course, the end of that kind of a righteous life is everlasting life, eternal life in Christ. May that be said of us, that we are true servants of Christ, and we have given our all over into His hands, and we acknowledge Him in all of our ways. For He said, if we would not lean to our own understanding, but in all of our ways acknowledge Him, He would direct our path. And what a blessed privilege it is to have the all-wise, the almighty God to direct our path. Heavenly Father, we thank You for the privilege of sharing the Scriptures and the thoughts with our congregation today. We trust the Holy Spirit has accompanied and made them a blessing to each and to every heart. If there be those who are not servants of Thine today, may the Holy Spirit work with their hearts and lead them to repentance and to Christ and to everlasting life. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you, and we do trust that it has proven to be a blessing to you. Now, our mailing address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net, our email address. And our fax number, 301-739-7173. 301-739-7173, our email address. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. We invite you to go to our webpage, and if you'll go and get our webpage and the archives, you can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine, back issues, as well as the current issue. Also, you can listen to some of our broadcasts, and you can be with us in our services. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11. Our evening service begins at 6, that's Sunday, of course, and our midweek service Wednesday evening at 7. www.wayoftruth.org. And now this is Alvin A. Craig inviting you to be with us next week when we bring you another Way of Truth broadcast, the Lord willing.